believes that the best way forward, given the complexity of this application, is for a public inquiry to put certainty on the table, to put the facts on the table, and to provide a clear amount of information for the public to understand, and indeed even for wider political parties as well, because pressure has mounted on us, and we're not experts in gold mining, so it's important for everybody, and even for business as well, to understand the facts in relation to this before the application proceeds.
Do you believe that a public inquiry of this nature can bring clarity to people and perhaps help shape people's opinions? Because very often in a case like this, it appears that people go into such a discussion very much with battle lines drawn and minds firmly made up.
There's no doubt that applications for gold mining have been divisive, and it's no different in Greencastle. In fact, it's been very divisive. It has divided communities because there's people that are absolutely strongly opposed, there's people that are for it, and there's people that are undecided. So it is a difficult application. Public inquiries, we've just been through one for the A5 and similar issues there in terms of objectors opposing it. I think it's important that we have clarity on every level in relation to this application to ensure the safety of the public and to reassure the public about any concerns they may have, be it environmental or indeed in relation to health. A public inquiry is the only way we're going to get certainty, clarity and facts on the table.